Once you have prayed those two raka'ah, now you have two choices. Either go to the multazam and make du'a. Right? So you prayed your two raka'ah anywhere, right? Preferably somewhere around here. Now, you know, come through the crowd up to here and make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do get a chance to go to the multazam and you're in the state of ihram, do not touch the walls. Do not touch the door. The reason is because many people put perfume there. They put itr there. You're in the state of ihram. If you touch that, it will become, you know, it's not permissible for you to do so. So please be careful. Now, so once you have prayed your two raka'ah, you will go to the multazam and make dua. Your other choice is that you don't go to the multazam, but you immediately go to the well of zamzam. When you go to the well of zamzam, drink as much zamzam as you can. Drink as much as you can. You cannot drink that much zamzam when you come back home because you only have 2 or 3 gallons. You cannot turn the tap on and say, "Hello, zamzam." It's not there. So drink as much as you can. The dua that a person should make there is, "Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli da'." If you need it, inshallah, I can give it to you after the class. But that dua should be made. A person should make wudu. A person should, you know, take the water of zamzam, put it on one's hands, you know, wash your face with it. That's blessed water. And, you know, you don't get it that much anywhere else. You're going to Safa. You will go to Safa. Now, you don't have to go all the way up, right? The Mount of Safa is very nice. They've got, nice tiles there. It's no longer a mountain. But you kind of do have to climb up a little hill. You don't have to go all the way to the top. You only need to go to the point from where you can see the Kaaba. As long as you can go as far as where you can see the Kaaba here. So you should go there and then again say Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. You don't raise your hands. Here you don't raise your hands. You just say Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. You pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you start going down. You start walking all the way down. As soon as you come into this, you know, it's green. There's green lights on the side. You will be able to see. And you go to the other end. Again, you turn you turn to look at the Kaaba, you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you come right back down. On your way back down, again, you just kind of take a little jog. Now, according to people's own experiences, some people like it downstairs, some people like it on the second floor, and some people like it on the third floor. So, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So what happens? You end up at Marwa when you're finished. What do you have to do now? You said the right word. Halaq, not qasr. You need to get a haircut. You need to get a haircut. Again, according to the majority of the scholars, you should make sure all your hair is cut. And all the scholars, they say that the best way to do it is to make sure that you shave your head, no matter how much you dislike it. You know, we all have our excuses. Hajj is only done once in a lifetime. If you're lucky enough, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. But really, for many of us, this is our first Hajj. And we want to do it in the way the Prophet ﷺ has told us to do so. You see people there at the end, they have little scissors, right? They just cut a little bit off the end. That is not permissible at all. According to the majority of the scholars, with all due respect, it is not permissible at all. You have to do qasr or halaq. And qasr is allowed for those people whose hair is more than 1 inch long. In other words, if your hair is less than 1 inch, you have to do halaq. So that doesn't mean you start growing your hair now long, but I mean, you do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he commanded the Sahaba ridwanullahi alaihim ajma'in to go and get their hair cut, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allahumma ghfir lil muqassirin." Oh Allah, grant maghfirah, forgive the people who got their hair cut, who made qasr, who just shortened their hair. He said it once. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma ghfir lil muhalliqeen, Allahumma ghfir lil muhalliqeen, Allahumma ghfir lil muhalliqeen. Those people who made halaq, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive them. The Prophet ﷺ said this 3 times. Which means that even the Prophet ﷺ liked that the people do halaq. No matter what people have to say when you come back, right? It's an opportunity for you to make da'wah when you come back. Why'd you get a haircut? How come you're bald? Man, you can have lunch with them and speak for 45 minutes. Okay, so now your umrah is over. Once you've had your haircut, you know, you're nice, clean, you got a nice bald head. Now you can go back to your hotel. you can shower and you can go to sleep. But your sleep shouldn't be so long that you start missing the prayers in the haram. Each prayer inside the haram is equal to 100,000 prayers. Can't get any better than that. 100,000 prayers in one shot, just like that. Right? Imagine how many days it would take us to perform 100,000 prayers. Even if we, you know, multiplied it by 27 times for every prayer because we went to the masjid for every salat, still very difficult. It takes a lot of effort. 100,000 prayers is not a joke. So when you're in Makkah al-Mukarramah, don't waste your time. Oh yeah, don't turn the TV on. Don't turn the TV on, you know. Yes, there are TVs. I don't know, but all the hotels that I've been to had TVs inside them, unfortunately. So yeah, they all have TVs. And my dear sisters, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is Bollywood in the hotels. There's the ZTV and the, I don't know what TVs they have. But you know what? If a person is not strong and if a person is weak and you turn that TV on, you will sit 5, 10, 15 minutes. And that's 15 minutes to a waste. That's 15 minutes to a waste. That's 15 minutes doing something wrong. 15 minutes doing something wrong in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So just as the rewards are multiplied, the sins are also multiplied. You're doing something wrong in a very sacred place. So please make sure. You really don't need the world news, brothers. You know, you're in Mecca. You're not worried about anything. All your world news is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only news that you should have. And we shouldn't be spending our times in our hotels, sleeping and resting. No, we should be in the haram. And when we go to Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah, either buy a Qur'an or take a small Qur'an with you. And you should make a point to make at least one khatam in the haram in Mecca, one khatam in the haram in Medina. At least, you know, it can't, where else will you be able to recite the Qur'an? And it cannot get any better than Makkah al-Mukarramah, the haram in Mecca and the haram in Medina. So whatever we do, we should make sure that we at least complete one recitation of the Qur'an. We do our salawat on time. You know, not go to the haram when it's the time for adhan. Go to the haram well before the adhan. Now, one other thing that you want to do is when you go inside the haram, they have these really nice, beautiful clocks. In fact, I ran into someone here about a year ago who actually helped in designing those clocks. They have the times for the prayers. They actually have the time for the adhan. As soon as that time goes, the adhan goes, and 20 minutes later, usually 15 or 20 minutes later, it's iqamah. So you can actually, you know, look at the times and you know where the prayer times are. So set your schedule accordingly, that you're going to be at the haram well in advance for the prayer. Because if you're not during the Hajj season, you will never end up making it inside the haram. You'll probably pray well outside here somewhere. And all this area is nice, beautiful marble. Right? All this and all this. So, I mean, you just end up praying somewhere here. You know, you won't even be able to get inside the haram. So please make sure you go on time. Go well before the time for prayer. Go inside the haram and do your salat inside the haram. Okay, so that's your Umrah. That's done. So now you will spend the rest of your days in Makkah al-Mukarramah or Madinah al-Munawwarah, or you will travel to Medina. We will get to the Medina part at the end.